Recorded Books presents The Stolen Prince of Cloudburst by Jacqueline Moriarty. Narrated by Sarah Ovens, Richard Trinder, and Imogen Wilde.
Part 1. The Stolen Prince of Cloudburst. A Narrative Account. By Esther Mettlestone Star-Anise. Grade 6. Long ago, far away, on a damp and sniffly day, this happened. A little prince, not yet 2 years old, played upon the shore. "Oopla!" said his nanny, and the boy leapt over a frothy wave. Nanny and boy giggled. "Oopla!" the nanny repeated, and again the tiny boy leapt. He wore a little romper suit, and his name, Alejandro, was embroidered on the collar. His little feet were bare, for the nanny had removed his shoes. If you are wondering where the shoes were, well, I think they were probably just off to the side somewhere, on the sand. "Again!" said little Alejandro. "Oopla!" the nanny obliged. The child leapt. This could have gone on for hours, days, maybe even years. Well, perhaps not years. They'd have gotten hungry. But the nanny's gentleman friend happened to stroll by along the boardwalk. He spotted the pair on the beach.
"Ahoy there!" called the gentleman friend.
The nanny straightened, raised her hand to wave, and that was all the time it took. A water sprite burst from the waves and stole the child. The nanny saw him. She felt a whoosh, a splash, turned at once and saw. The gentleman friend up on the boardwalk, he saw too. The water sprite had broad shoulders. He gathered Alejandro into his arms, leapt into the waves and swam away.
"Right before my eyes," said the nanny. "I chased him. Into the waves I dove, ruined my good pinafore. But the water sprite and darling Alejandro were gone."
By the way, all this happened in the town of Spindrift, in the Kingdom of Storms, about 10 years ago. Ordinarily, the royal family of Storms live in the city of Cloudburst, but they were on holiday by the sea. Everyone searched the sea for the prince, even the lighthouse keeper. His lighthouse beam swept back and forth like a duster on the sideboard. King Jacob and Queen Anita were distraught. Well, of course they were. They were the little boy's parents, if you haven't figured that out. They were also bewildered.
"Why should a water sprite steal a child?" they asked each other over and over. "Water sprites don't steal children."
Meanwhile, the water sprite was asking himself the same question. His name was Caprito, and he had swum far out to sea, little Alejandro babbling beneath his arm, and then paused, treading water. Carefully, he placed the little prince on an ocean lily. Then he had swum down to his home beneath the sea and...
"What have I done?" he asked himself. "Why did I steal a child?"
For it was true that water sprites do not steal children. Not ordinarily, they don't. The water sprite swam directly to his own king, King Khalid, and confessed.
"You stole a child," cried King Khalid. "Well, give him back at once."
"I can't," replied Caprito. "I placed him on an ocean lily."
Ocean lilies, in case you don't know, are just like the water lilies you see on ponds, only bigger and stronger. They spread themselves over the surface of the ocean like floating picnic blankets. That was a helpful aside.
"Then fetch him back from the ocean lily," ordered King Khalid, exasperated. "At once."
Caprito thought that was genius, and he streaked through the water to the place where the ocean lily had been. But it was gone, and so was the child. Caprito returned to his king.
"Gone," he said.
The water sprite king was very upset and got stuck on the issue of why Caprito had stolen the child in the first place.
"Why would you do such a thing?" the king complained.
"I cannot say," Caprito replied.
"Yes, you can,"
the king snapped.
"Say."
But Caprito...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?